Radio.
You're now listening to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Worldwide. listening to Blog Talk Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. I'm not sure what's going on, everyone, but that was a good song. Let's play some more music.
Here's a nice rendition of an Anita Baker classic. Jazz Jam Sessions, Ray Robinson, Soul Search. Early Morning Jazz, WJZZ, Ray Robinson flying high on the gigantic guitar sounds of me.
Japanese bird, are you there?
There was a time I knew that no matter come what may, love would prevail. And then inside the dreams I knew came the question love is fear, can true love fail? Then I would miss the child. And haven't I sung to you of the night in armor bright, faithful and true to you, darling, after all? I will be the one to hold you in my arms.
Empire. So tell us a little about yourself. Well, hey, thank you first and foremost for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. My name is Joyce Licorice. Again, like the candy, lots of fun pun possibilities with that name, huh?
Most certainly. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, my background's in musical theater. The biggest things I've done was I produced and directed the Color Purple tour for 2 years. I also started Sophia on that tour. And I got my breakout role way back when, in the early 2000s, as Effie in a production of Dreamgirls. So from there, I've, you know, kind of broken out from the singing and doing the theater thing and transitioned over into film, television, and writing books and that sort of thing.
Yes, and I know you have to be an awesome, awesome singer to be in Dreamgirls. So can you please also tell us, where were you born?
I'm born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, Indianapolis, Indiana. And did you know this is what you wanted to do as a child, be an entertainer?
Well, yes, honey, I gave the hairbrush a run for the money. I was in the mirror with my hairbrush practicing. And what's funny is I could sing a little, but I actually wanted to be a news anchor. So I would practice in the mirror doing my news broadcast. This is Joy reporting from Channel 6 News. I remember I used to do that all the time. So, yeah.
Well, you really got it together. And you're also an author.
Yes, I am. Six-time Amazon best-selling author. My Pride and Joy is my heirloom trilogy, and all three of those books are now being adapted into major motion pictures.
Oh, my goodness. God, it's been so good. You know how he says, I give some one talent, some two, and some three, four, and five. Girl, you got, what, 10 or 16, and you're using them all. That is just
bless
so
you,
Ms. beautiful, Jesse. That is so beautiful. And like you said, you're a producer. And you're, wait a minute now, hold it. Okay, you're also a plus-size model.
Yes, I am. I've done a lot of different campaigns through the years. I took a break, but what's crazy, I just did a photo shoot, and I've been a few companies have reached out to me to have me become influencer for their brand. So there'll be some more plus modeling stuff coming from me yet, I guess. I kind of hung that hat up, but I guess I'll be putting it back on again.
Oh, girl, I saw your pictures. Don't hang up that hat. You're beautiful. Beautiful.
Well,
I saw
thank
some
you.
Of your modeling, a piece of, you know, a piece of the things you've done, and they're just beautiful. Don't hang that hat up. Keep going. And I got a chance. Now, wait, Joyce. And you are the youngest of seven girls. Is that right?
Yes, I have six big sisters. It's like having six mamas.
Oh, my God. And three children of your own, two daughters and a son.
Yes, indeed. My pride and joy, my babies. My two daughters are adults. My son is nine, so he's home with mommy. But girls have moved on and moved out. You know how that goes.
Beautiful. And just tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now. What are you doing right now?
So right now I've been promoting the trilogy of books, the heirloom trilogy, The Forbidden Ring. The book series also, again, is being made into movies. So I just took a trip over to France because for whatever reason, my investor wants to shoot book three first. So The Lost Locket will be the first one made into a movie. We've spent quite a bit of time, as you know, like if you ever look at the end of a movie and you see that long list of credits that rolls forever, we're in the process of onboarding our crew and the cast. So you can imagine it's a very daunting task so that we can ramp up to film this coming summer.
Okay, so film coming. And where would you be shooting this summer? Where?
We'll be shooting in La Rochelle, France, Normandy, France, and then partly in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I reside now.
Okay, so you're in that beautiful city of Atlanta with all the talented people, so many talented people in Atlanta. That's beautiful. Too bad you can't come to Cleveland and get some of those people to be in that movie.
I know. We talked about that, but we'll be shooting here. Hey, if they travel, hey, we can make something happen.
Oh, yeah, I know several that do. So you haven't sent out anything for you know, people to come try out?
So we have on our website right now, dreamempirefilms.com. If you're if someone out there is truly interested in submitting for consideration for any of our film projects, we do film and television. They can go to dreamempirefilms.com and submit an acting demo, their reel, if they've ever done anything. If they haven't, they can just upload a headshot and kind of put some information about themselves. And, yeah, we look at all of that. It goes to our casting department, and I am all about reaching back and pulling forward and finding those diamonds in the rough. So I love new talent.
Well, I know that they're going to be listening to us today, and I'm pretty sure this is going to stay up. So they'll hear that. That's what I'm trying to say. They'll hear that. And we have several, I just know people just that do in Caramel House Theater. I know you've heard about Caramel Theater here in Ohio. But tell me some more about your singing. How did that begin?
Well, the funny story is I never really sang in church growing up or anything. In high school, junior year, I remember some girls, that was when En Vogue came out with the song Hold On. You remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm dating myself, but anyway, junior year, they wanted to sing that song. They said, Joyce, come sing background, and I was like, okay. So we get on stage, and you know the song starts without the music, and the girl that was supposed to sing lead completely froze, and they all looked at me, so I just sang it, and we won, and I wasn't supposed to sing lead, so that's kind of where my voice, I found it. Like, everybody's like, girl, you can sing, and I'm like, really? And from there, you know, the rest is history. You couldn't shut me up after.
Well, that's all right. That's how it goes. But tell me, too, you sing opera, so I read?
Yeah, I sang with the Indianapolis Opera for 6 years, actually. That was a lot of fun. That was like 99 to 2005. I did a lot of different operas there in Indianapolis. Don Pasquale, Aida, Porgy and Bess is one that the African-American community is familiar with, and some other ones that are in French and German and Italian.
Oh, my goodness, girl, honest to goodness, this is so beautiful. And like I said, I'm honored to have you here with me today.
Oh, my God, you just don't know. I love radio, and I love jazz, so it's just a perfect combination.
Well, beautiful. I'm glad for you. And, oh, my God, does any of your children, do they sing, or do they want to be your daughters?
Well, it's funny. Just shot the pilot for one of the television shows. We were doing a faith-based TV show called The Bridge, and my eldest daughter made her acting debut in it. So she is an actress, and she also sings in an alternative rock band, which is a little different. And then my 18-year-old daughter also sings, and she dropped her first single last year. It's in the family. My son does not, but my girls love it.
Now, I have to ask, I'm sorry, but what is your daughter's name for her first single drop? We're going to give her a little plug.
Oh, Shoot Your Shot. That's the name of the song. It's called Shoot Your Shot, and her name is Mickey, and she goes by just Licorice. Our last name is fun enough that she said, Mom, I just want to go by Licorice. I'm like, go for it, baby girl. And I believe it's available on iTunes, Shoot Your Shot by Mickey Licorice.
Did you say Mickey Licorice?
Mickey, M-I-K-I. But she just goes by Licorice, so if they put in Licorice, they'll find her.
Mickey Licorice. I won't forget that. That was one of my friends back in the day, and her name was Mickey. I will not forget that. Well, Miss Joyce Licorice, it has just been a pleasure for me to be able to interview you. I mean, my goodness. Filmmaker, producer, been in Dreamgirls as Effie, am I right? Right.
Yes.
Now, what song did you sing in Dreamgirls?
So, you know, the famous, and I'm telling you, but my favorite song in Dreamgirls, that's everybody's favorite. They remember that one. Mine was, look at me, look at me. remember that one.
I am changing.
That's my favorite.
Got myself together now. Yes.
That's the one.
Oh, my God. And in Empire, tell me, what because I couldn't find, I didn't know how to look for what you did in Empire.
Yeah, that's fine. So what's funny is my husband at the time was on Empire for 4 seasons. He played Lucius' bodyguard. And I went on set with him a few times and I ended up doing a few times. I was on the episode with Snoop Dogg as a background singer. I also had to drive my car on an episode. So I was on set with him a lot. And so I just did a lot of background and extra work. No true big lines or big scenes or anything, but just being able to be on set with Taraji and Terrence. And Terrence called me Big Sexy. That was his nickname for me, Big Sexy. So.
Right. Now, you have to, you know what, I meant to write his name down. Tell everybody your husband's name.
Oh, yeah, his name is Jerome Davis. His name is Jerome Davis. We're separated right now, but, hey, we're still in business together, and he's still doing his thing as an actor. I still send him love, you know.
Yes, and he's an actor himself, right?
He is.
I meant to write it down, and I've got all these papers in front of me, and I didn't write the same down. But, girl, this has been a pleasure, and I hope I get to meet you in person. And, they call me Miss Jazzy Afternoon, okay? And we're here on WJZZ Cleveland Smooth Jazz Radio Station, and we have been talking with Joyce Licorice. All right, darling. Let me see. Thank you very much. And Mr. Grace, you got it. You can have it now. Bye.
Oh.
listening to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. You can visit us on the web at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net. That's how they split it up in the divorce.
Right. I guess she's been divorced for a while now. Yeah, she has.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's how they did it.
Well, they're still making money, so I'm pretty sure.
But did you know Anita Baker is a person from Ohio? She was born in Toledo, Ohio in 1958.
Yes, she is from Ohio. I did know that. Yes, Anita Baker.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You can visit us on the web at ScreenWorksEntertainment.com. Well, Miss Jazzy, with that being said, let's hear a little bit of Anita Baker, Rapture, on Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream, Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Yourself, Miss Jazzy.
Well, my goodness. Oh, Miss Jazzy. Miss Jazzy, I sing in a group. I have a jazz quartet group. I have a R&B group that's called My Name and Company. So, yes, I do. I sing. I've been brought up in Caramel House Theater. And, yes, I do. I do sing, too.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about your next artist on Miss Jazzy Radio Show on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Let's talk about your next recording artist, Mr. Barry Eugene Carter, or better known as Barry White.
Oh,
how
my
about
goodness,
that,
Mr.
Barry
White?
White.
Yes. I met
born
Mr.
in
Barry
Galveston,
White.
Texas in 1944.
Yes. Yes, and I met Mr. Barry White. He's been to my manager's house before, so I've had dinner. Well, I had dinner with Barry White. Yes.
Tell
Mr.
us, how
Barry
was
White.
The dinner when you ate dinner with Barry White?
Well, great. I had dinner with him, and he's since passed on, of course, Barry White. Oh, my God, it was just wonderful meeting that big guy. Yes, it was. So I enjoyed myself that evening, yes.
What do you remember most about when you ate dinner with Barry White?
His deep voice. His deep voice. And my manager was Andre Morgan. Andre Morgan. Yes,
okay,
I believe.
Okay.
Andre. Yeah, Andre was with, it was record label. I think it's a record label. I can't remember his record label. Yes, so I enjoyed that. Yes, I enjoyed that. And I played Keno with B.B. King, too.
All right. Well, we're listening to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, with your host, Miss Jazzy. And I'm Myron Grace, her assistant and production engineer, but you're listening to Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio. Let's hear some Barry White and Kirk Whalen, Sax in the Gold
right.
Bin. Let's hear some of that.
I don't just want to know about any secret with you. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh!
Because tonight I want you to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
White on Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, hailing from Texas. Miss Jazzy, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, Mr. Myron Grace. yes. A little bit more about me. Well, there's just not too much more I would like to say at this moment. But I tell you what, we could talk about the weather. We could talk about the weather, Mr. Myron Grace. We could talk about the weather.
We on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. I don't think people want to hear about the weather. They might want you to mention it, but other than that, I think they want to hear about jazz and music. And maybe
jazz.
Who Miss Jazzy is.
Who Miss Jazzy is. Miss Jazzy is Devonese Bird. That's who Miss Jazzy is. Devonese Bird. That's Miss Jazzy Afternoon. Yeah. Artist. And the artist, my name is Devonese Bird. Yes. And
right.
Background with Dennis Edwards of the Temptations when he had his single out, Don't Look Any Further. So I sang that duet with him on many stages. Yes, I did.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Those are the types of things that I think you need to have on your show. Just write some, jot down some parts of your career, because I think that that's interesting, and that's what people want to hear, Miss Jazzy. Because Mr. Grace ain't going to be here all the time. Mr. Grace wants you to take over because your name is Miss Jazzy, and you're listening to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio Show on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ.
JZZ, yes. So, who are we going to play next? Let's see.
Let's talk about your next recording artist, Bob James, or Robert Melhenny James. Robert Melhenny James, professionally known as Bob James. Yes, sir. Hailing from Missouri, from Marshall, Missouri. Started playing the piano at age 4. That's amazing, right?
That's beautiful. And what is the title of this song?
Well, before we talk about the title of the song, let's talk about the fact that Robert was taught by his sister.
Okay.
She's taught at the Mercy Academy in Marshall, Missouri. So she inspired him to become a good piano player at the very least. I guess he did the rest.
So he is a prolific piano player.
And he also learned to play the trumpet, timpani, and percussion.
Okay.
He completed his Missouri State Fair from 1950 to 1956. That's how he started, by playing in the Missouri State Fair. Mr. Bob James. Yes, sir. Well, Miss Bird, we're going to play a song by Mr. Bob James called Rain. You're listening to Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You can visit us on the web at screenworksentertainment.com. That was Mr. Bob James, jazz conductor, who plays piano, percussions, trumpet, on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio. Miss Jazzy Afternoon, you got about a minute and 50 seconds. What would you like to say to the audience?
Well, I would like to say to the audience that I am just so honored to have been able to interview Miss Licorice. I was just in awe of her credentials as being all that she does, actress, a singer, everything. It was just wonderful to be able to talk with her and to be here on the radio station this evening. And I would also like to say there's going to be a jam session at Cleveland Buff Stop January 25th. 2022. It's a jazz jam session at the Bop Stop, January 21st. And
well, Miss Jazzy, we're gonna take it out, Miss Jazzy Afternoon Radio, Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ with Boney James Butter.
All right, Butter.